In the presentation, we discussed the relationship of interest rates and points, mortgage points. What are points? They're things at the end of a stick that people poke you in the eye with. Well, no. No, they're 1%. Each point is 1% of the loan, and it makes it very difficult at times to understand how you're being charged, but basically you're being charged. And the lower the interest rate, the more points you're going to pay. And so here we have an example from one company. Here, pay us now or pay us later, as we'll see. That's called AIM Loan. Now, I don't own any stock in this company. Don't worry. They're a good company. They're actually based here in San Diego. We've used them, my wife and I, in the past. And the cool thing about AIM Loan is that they don't ask you for your contact information before they give you the interest rates, which is, you know, nice because some, you know, they realize they're trying to make a living. So most of the places, they want you to give them your information and then they'll give you their information because they're trying to generate business. So here what we see, this is a September 25th, 26th, and we see the relationship on a 30-year fixed rate, you know, $400,000 house. We put down 20%, $80,000, $320,000 loan, 360 payments, good credit score. And we see that they have various interest rates, not just one interest rate, but various. And notice, they're very low, folks. These are pretty darn low. And so if you want the lowest rate, 2.625, and notice the annual percentage rate takes into account the fact that it's on an annualized basis because the rate is actually charged to you daily. That's why it's a little higher. They have the points at 1.553% or almost $6,000 with a total closing cost of almost $11,000. But notice your monthly payment, $1,285.28. Pretty darn good. Pretty amazing, actually. Now, you're going to pay $462,700.80 over the life of the loan. But let's say you don't want to pay that many closing costs and you're willing to take a higher interest rate. Well, then the loan origination fee, the points go down, the closing costs goes down, but the monthly payment goes up and you wind up paying $470,293. Now look, what's the difference here? It's about what? $2,000? Over 30 years, it's about $8,000. You think they understand the future value of money and the time value of money? Yes, they do. And then if you don't really want to pay a lot of points, you can take an interest rate of 3% with an APR 3.053. Your closing costs are a little over $5,000. Notice there's negative points. They're actually adding back money in because you're taking a higher interest rate. And they have a fixed fee of, I think, $1,995. So they've actually added money back into the mix. But you're still putting out $5,000. But notice your payment is, you know, about, what, $70 more or so? It's $1,349 versus $1,285. However, if you have an interest rate of 5%, or four, what do you care? Just go ahead, you know. And this is part of the assignment, is to determine, is it make sense for you to refinance. Now, they used to have no fee loans, but the interest rates were higher. Maybe they still have them, but they just don't advertise them. They used to have closing costs that were zero, but you would probably pay 3.5% or something like that. But they don't advertise them. At least they didn't now, September 25th, September 26th, 2020. What happens if you want a 15-year loan? Well, see, the interest rates move down. But, and the fees are a little bit less, not much less, but a little bit less. And the monthly payments are higher, but not that much higher considering what people are paying for rent these days. And over the total cost of the loan, you're going to spend a whole lot less in interest payments because you're only doing it for 180 payments as opposed to 360 payments. But it's the same relationship. Do you want a lower interest rate, higher closing costs, lower monthly payment, lower total costs, or do you want a higher interest rate? And that's just something you have to think about. If you're only going to be in the house for a few years and you think I'm going to move, then hey, it doesn't really matter. But if you're thinking this is it, I'm staying here for 20, 30 years, then sure, it pays to lock in a lower interest rate. So we hope you now see the relationship of interest rates and points. See ya.